Revisiting Redistricting and the Fight to Redraw Congressional Maps. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Redistricting determines who represents your interest in Congress. Changing the electoral maps can decide the balance of power and how much weight your vote holds. Decades of precedent are being upended as states consider redrawing those maps well ahead of schedule, including here in Florida. Normally, redistricting happens once every 10 years after the U.S. Census Bureau conducts an official count of the population. That count is used for a number of things, including to redraw political boundaries or redistricting. Democratic U.S. Congressman Darren Soto is preparing for that possibility, as his district is one of a handful likely to be targeted.
On all fronts, you got to be prepared to campaign, you got to prepare to go to court, you got to be prepared to do whatever it takes.
The fight over congressional redistricting in Florida. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Florida plans to become the first state to eliminate vaccine mandates, a longtime cornerstone of public health policy for keeping children and adults safe from infectious diseases. State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo, who announced the decision Wednesday, cast current requirements in school and elsewhere as immoral intrusions on people's rights that hamper parents' ability to make health decisions for their children. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state can roll back some vaccines through the Surgeon General. Others will need to go through the legislature. He says it should be up to families, not the state, whether they get their children vaccinated before going to school.
We want people to be able to make the best decisions that they can. But some of this stuff, you know, if you look back when I was growing up, what they would recommend now, they're recommending like way more stuff for this.
The governor says his goal is to do away with all vaccine mandates in the state. Multiple public opinion polls show most Americans say kids should be vaccinated to attend school. A federal appeals court panel has put on hold a lower court judge's order to wind down operations of the Immigration Detention Center in the Florida Everglades dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. The three-judge panel decided by a 2-1 vote to stay the federal judge's order, pending the outcome of an appeal. The judges in the majority said it was of the public's interest. A U.S. district judge issued a preliminary injunction last month ordering operations at the facility to be wound down by the end of October, with detainees transferred to other facilities and equipment and fencing removed. The state opened a second detention facility dubbed Deportation Depot at the Baker Correctional Institute outside of Jacksonville. And before the Alligator Alcatraz ruling, Governor Ron DeSantis had announced he is in talks with law enforcement in Panama City about opening a third immigration detention facility there. After a weekend of several arrests of protesters outside the former Pulse nightclub, Governor Ron DeSantis is defending the state's crackdown on people, quote, defacing crosswalks. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen has more.
A man was arrested Friday night for defacing a traffic device, in this case, chalking a crosswalk, but a judge released him saying there was no probable cause. On Sunday, three more people were arrested. They were released on Monday, and there are no pending charges. A change in Florida Department of Transportation policy prohibits pavement art. Lawmakers recently gave the department enforcement authority for its rules on, quote, traffic control devices. Governor Ron DeSantis supports that enforcement.
Well, you don't have a First Amendment right to commandeer someone else's property. You have a First Amendment right to paint your own property and knock yourself out if that's what you want to do. But when you have a state crosswalk or a state road, the law in the state of Florida is now that there's not markings or that's not going to be used for those purposes.
Many of the people chalking the crosswalk are outraged that the state has erased what they considered a rainbow memorial to the 49 victims of a mass shooting at the nightclub. DeSantis says that while he opposes the crosswalk being painted for safety, he is in support of a Pulse memorial and stated that he previously approved money for one. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
Democrats won both contests for legislative seats in the special election Tuesday in the western part of Orange County. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns has the details.
Democratic State Representative LaVon Bracey Davis won the race for State Senate District 15 with more than 72% of the vote. She replaces Geraldine Thompson, who died in February. Bracey Davis's former chief of staff, Rashawn Young, won his race, too, to fill the House District 40 seat that she held. For Bracey Davis, claiming the seat formerly held by Thompson, her mentor, lifelong friend, and colleague, has special meaning.
It's beyond special to me. It's overwhelming. I'm humbled. I'm honored. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm ready to work. Senator Thompson led with wisdom and clarity, and I'm going to do the same.
Bracey Davis says the first Senate bill she'll file will be the Florida Voting Rights Act that Thompson championed. Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. The Wrap Inbox Edition is your Wednesday digest of what matters most in Central Florida. The weekly newsletter delivers the top headlines, original reporting, and a handy guide to Central Florida public media events, all presented in a format that's quick and easy to read. It's the perfect companion to this podcast. Sign up at cfpublic.org/thewrap. A Central Florida district is among those potentially most impacted by redrawn political maps Republican leaders are pursuing. U.S. Congressman Darren Soto is preparing for that possibility, as his district is one of a handful likely to be targeted. The Democrat from Kissimmee represents Florida's closely divided 9th District. Democrats have maintained control, but because of the narrow margin, the district continues to come up in conversations about where the GOP might look to gain ground by redrawing the maps. Central Florida Public Media's Sharon Stone spoke with Congressman Soto to understand the political and legal options he's exploring.
There's going to be a court fight ahead. Look, the Florida Constitution explicitly bars partisan gerrymandering and drawing districts to favor one party or another, an incumbent or another. And so what they're trying to do is blatantly against the Constitution and cheating. And so I think on all fronts, you got to be prepared to campaign, you got to prepare to go to court, you got to be prepared to do whatever it takes.
Congressman, you're also an attorney, and referring to the Fair Districts Amendment in the Florida Constitution that prohibits this mid-decade redistricting, can you help us understand how so? How does that prohibit it?
The Fair District Amendments prohibit drawing districts that favor one party or another or favor or disfavor an incumbent. They also have a non-diminishment clause that's been called into question by the Florida Supreme Court based upon the Equal Protection Clause, which I think is outrageous and should be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, since the Equal Protection Clause is there specifically to protect minorities, not to undermine it. And then you have a second tier of factors as well. These districts have to be compact. They have to respect local government boundaries and major roads. There's a lot of rules of the road that are still intact. Others could be appealed. But all these explicitly ban partisan gerrymandering.
Well, how do you respond to the argument that Governor DeSantis has made that the districts need to be updated to reflect the population growth?
So we do that once every decade after the census. And I worked my tail off to get good responses in our area. We increased the response rate from about 53% in 2010 to 63%. You know who didn't do a thing? Governor DeSantis. He didn't spend any money, didn't get the legislature to spend any money. It was mostly federal and local partnerships. So it is totally incredulous for him to now care about it. He's got to lie. He's got to make up a foundation for why this isn't a total partisan gerrymander that he's trying to do at the orders of President Trump. And so he's going to spin out every single type of distraction to try to distract from what we know they're doing, which is trying to cheat and draw a partisan map. So I don't believe him for one second.
Do you think this would be happening in Florida had it not passed in Texas?
This is all to try to shore up the House for President Trump, who is deeply unpopular. And the big ugly law, which is cutting Medicaid, cutting SNAP, cutting Pell Grants, hurting Obamacare, shows up in the polls now that people are unsatisfied. And you add in the tariffs and the economics of the fact that our economy is doing more poorly, and people are upset. The Republicans are deathly afraid of a reckoning with the voters next year, and so they will cheat any way possible in Texas and in Florida and other areas. But unlike Texas, we have a constitution that forbids this. So, we know why they're doing it, because they're afraid to be accountable for the voters for the poor job they've done so far.
What are your concerns for the people of Florida's 9th Congressional District if these districts are redrawn?
Well, my concerns are voters should be picking their members, not the other way around. And we have a district that potentially could be a voting rights district. It's a majority Hispanic district. It's the only one in Central Florida. So that's also a concern under the U.S. Constitution and federal law. And the fact is, we've had a lot of progress. We're one of the fastest growing areas in the state. People continue to move to Central Florida because we have good leadership and we have a lot of positive things going on in jobs and environment and infrastructure. And, you know, trying to divide this community up five different ways for partisan gains will hurt Central Florida. It will hurt Central Floridians. And we'll be ready for whatever election, no matter what. But at the end of the day, Floridians ask for fair districts. And this is the exact opposite of that.
What do you say to people who are wondering why they should even stay engaged in this process if they feel like their vote is being silenced by a party that is redrawing the lines, even if they didn't vote for that party?
Because I've seen seats move 12, 15 points, 20 points. I've seen when everybody comes out to vote, when you have a clear opinion about what should happen, that we've seen many seats change hands despite what DC Republicans are trying to do. We saw that in 2018, multiple seats picked up by Democrats because President Trump was an unpopular incumbent and increasingly worsening economy as he's attacking Obamacare. That is literally the exact same scenario we're dealing with right now. They want you to think you're powerless so that only their folks show up, and then people feel more and more disenchanted. You have one power as a citizen that is important above all else, which is the power to vote. Even in regular elections, we have tens of millions of voters, and sometimes we'll only have 50, 60% turnout. Imagine what happens when more people turn out. You have different results sometimes. You have better results sometimes. And so never take for granted your right to vote. If you and your peers come out to vote, a lot can change in the country. It has already. They're going to continue to try to scare people to think that it doesn't matter. But if it didn't matter, they wouldn't be going through all this effort to try to cheat.
We've talked a little bit about the legal routes that you have expressed interest in pursuing. I want to know, does the U.S. Congress have the ability to affect this redistricting process that we're seeing in Florida on the state level or in different states?
Look, the Congress is closely divided. After two special elections are done with, it'll be two seats that determine the majority from the minority. And so this obviously can deeply affect it. But Congress itself, yes, we could pass laws that forbid mid-decade redistricting, which is very unusual. It's not barred in every state. Some states actually explicitly bar it, but that's not the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work right after the census. So Congress can pass laws to prevent gerrymandering, to have robust general elections, and to forbid mid-decade redistricting. We had a bill a few years ago, H.R. 1, in the 116th Congress that had a whole slew of anti-gerrymandering fair elections amendments in it. And unfortunately, it did not pass the Republican Senate at that time. But we tried to make this an effort before, because with technology, this can be a race to the bottom and the voters are the ones who lose.
Congressman, where does this end? What does this country look like if every state realigns in favor of their majority party?
You have extremes only in the Congress and even more gridlock. And so it can end either in a positive way where Congress gets its act together and passes a law to stop it. It could end with an escalation of arms and then everybody realizes that that it's destructive. Or you could have an increasingly smaller number of competitive districts. I will tell you, though, these performances, they're just based upon trends that voters did in the past. They're not chiseled in stone. So voters who are outraged by this can change their votes going forward, totally topple, you know, these predictions that people have because they assume everybody's going to do the same thing over and over and over, and they're never going to change. And so for people who are upset by this, whether you're a moderate Republican or an independent or a moderate Democrat who votes, doesn't vote straight ticket, you know, all of you can fundamentally upend all this by rejecting this attempt by Republicans to cheat.
That was Democratic U.S. Congressman Darren Soto speaking with Central Florida Public Media's Sharon Stone. Hear more about the redistricting effort, including an interview with Evan Power, chair of the Florida Republican Party, on Engage. Get it wherever you get this podcast. That's going to do it for The Wrap this week. The podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.